deal flow in the U.S. will not, we won't see the levels we've seen in the past couple of years. I don't think we'll see the trough we saw in, 2001 either. So, there's going to be a continued period of uncertainty for the next at least 6 to 12 months.
Steve Bessin made this comment at the deal's fifth annual Private Capital Symposium in New York in May 2008. I'm Jason Lopez. Bessin, who's a partner at Shearman & Sterling, was one of a number of dealmakers who offered insight into what's happening in a down market. He spoke on the morning panel, which gave an overview, but how to think of the market wasn't just limited to one session. Raquel Palmer, partner at KPS Capital Partners, says there's plenty of opportunity even in the beginnings of a recession. She spoke on a panel about distressed investments. Her team is seeing opportunity in industries like manufacturing, distribution, and even food processing.
There's a lot of different companies that are feeling the pressure of where the economy is going. And today, they don't have the access to capital and to cash that was available a year ago. So I think those are the opportunities that we're seeing today. It's really companies that have no other alternative other than to seek a change of control, whether it's their lenders putting pressure on them or whether it's just they're running out of cash and liquidity.
The debate rages on.
Tim O'Hara is managing director and head of the global credit business at Credit Suisse.
It's a almost an hour-to-hour debate as to are we in a recession? If we're in a recession, how long has it been going on? More importantly, how long is it going to remain and how deep is it going to be? I guess it's a very hard question to answer, obviously. If I had a really good crystal ball, I'd probably be running a hedge fund somewhere instead of working at a bank. But the although some of those crystal balls don't seem to have worked out that well recently, we actually think things right now feel okay. If you look at, you had your charts about price behavior of things like high yield indices, while they've certainly backed off from some of the heroic levels they achieved in 05 and 06, they're still only about 100 basis points wider than where, if you look at a 20 or 25 year average of those indices as to where the cost of money has been. And that's in an environment where treasuries, the base rates, are a lot lower than what they've been for most of that period.
Peter Berger, managing director at SAC Private Capital, says his fund looks to Asia, where deal opportunities continue to flow. SAC focuses on discerning the right industries and verticals to enter.
We generally have a good understanding of what's out there and are more proactive in going out there than just being reactive and waiting for the banks to deliver us a piece of property. Obviously, that's a much longer process because now you're going to people that may not be contemplating doing a sale transaction, and you're going to have to convince them where you can add value. In growth markets like Asia, the ability to convince people of that is a little easier, which is why obviously you're seeing a lot of capital come into Asia. The opportunities are there. You know, it's the old Willie Sutton line. That's where both the money is and the deal flow is.
I think one of the interesting things is, the continued growth in Asia, the Middle East.
Steve Bessin of Shearman & Sterling.
I think outside the U.S., we see, foreign buyers being able to access capital more freely in their home countries to make investments here in the U.S. I think that impacts not only the private equity players and the private capital players, but the strategic players who have come back into the market in a way that they're now competitive with the private capital players, something we didn't see last year.
Jonathan Lynch, managing director at CCMP Capital, says regardless of the economy, his fund will still make deals in its targeted core industries and in the U.S., Europe, and Asia. But it's still a down market.
There's an undercurrent of activity that exists today that I didn't see, 6-7 years ago when we went through a similar cycle. And what you're seeing now is you're seeing buyers and sellers trying to understand where, the Venn diagram intersects, where transactions can take place. And the nature of that testing process has changed. So what we experienced over the past couple of years were transactions, typically controlled deals that were run by intermediaries in very full-scale, very public processes. I think what you're seeing today is, a smaller sample set of prospective acquirers become invited to go look at a property because of the risk of failure of a potential transaction.
Tim O'Hara says of the current market, one of the big questions is the U.S. economy and how it affects company performance.
Our fear is that what's been an issue largely focused on rightly or wrongly, the financial markets and the performance of the financials is going to translate into something that is going to impact the broader economy. It seems that capital committing by real companies is down quite a bit. That decrease in investment certainly seems to be hitting industrial demand. The consumer's in pretty tough shape in general right now, and that seems to be hitting a lot of sectors like retail and consumer. And the concern we have is things probably get a little worse from here as that likely economic weakness translates into credit fundamentals.
So what's going to happen? Jonathan Lynch.
I think it does get worse. I mean, if I had to play it out right now, I do kind of think we're in the eye of the storm in a bit, in that you're really seeing significant softness, particularly in a couple of sectors, consumer significant softness, industrial a decent degree of softness unless you're really exporting. And from our standpoint, from a transactive opportunity set point of view, you know, I'm actually very optimistic in that I think you're going to see a lot of really interesting deals get done in the next, I'll call it 18 months.
I think it's definitely going to get deeper, and you know, I believe we're going to be in this cycle for 24 to 36 months.
The voice of Raquel Palmer.
I think it's going to be a long, long recession, and there's just so much debt out there today on these businesses that need to be worked out, and there has been so many refinancings over the past few years that companies didn't have to address their underlying operational issues. So to work through all of those problems, I think, is going to take a long time. And we're looking forward to it.
And it sounds like you tend to look at shakeouts as the glass half full rather than half empty.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we're absolutely giddy in our offices lately because, you know, we've been in a very robust economy for many, many years now. And we've actually done very well as a turnaround fund in a great economy. I have a partner who's fond of saying there's an inexhaustible supply of bad management that fuels our deal flow even in good times. So right now we're really excited that beyond just, you know, the bad management and carve-outs and other companies, there's just a tremendous amount of new opportunities for us to look at.
I would have said, you know, 3 to 4 months ago, I was at the, boy, it's a falling chain source kind of view of the world versus now back to a falling knife and feeling a lot more positive about where it's going post the whole Bear Stearns situation.
That's Peter Berger of SAC Private Capital.
Right now I'm a lot concerned about what's going to happen with respect to this election coming up and how that's going to affect things like trade, because I think that's going to be very important. And that might really have, I mean, that could be a positive thing or a negative thing, depending on where that all shakes out. Now, fortunately, at least in this country, it's going to probably take a long time to shake out. But nevertheless, there are a lot of influences going one way or going another.
At the Deals Private Capital Symposium 2008 in New York, I'm Jason Lopez.
If we look back in, call it, you know, 2 or 3 years, and we didn't get a number of deals, done, I think we'd be severely disappointed. I think there are a number of commonalities between what we're seeing right now and what we saw in kind of 01, 02, although I think the economic pressures are much more significant.